This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we're happy to speak with Teresa Clifton by phone, Executive Director of the Brevard Humane Society. Due to the COVID-19 coronavirus, a lot of things have changed, and we wanted to touch base with Teresa and find out how things are running at the Humane Society. Tell us some of the daily things that have changed in your organization.
We have reached a new normal. Due to the COVID-19 virus, we are now welcoming people to come adopt from us at our shelter at 1020 Cox Road in Cocoa, one at a time. Managing that is not easy, but everyone has been really great about it, very patient. We have the ability to have people come in, one person or one family at a time, to look through the kennel at the dog and even do interactions with them. And of course, go into our free roaming cat room. But because of the COVID-19 outbreak, we are making sure that everybody is 6 feet apart. We have a waiting area outside, and everybody, depending on how many are there, we give as much time as we can. We've had some really awesome adoptions since people have been stuck at home, but we have a lot of animals that are still looking for their forever homes. And since they cannot, so far as we are aware or anybody knows, animals cannot transmit or get the COVID-19 virus from humans or give it to humans, they make a great pet because they can be at home while you're staying at home waiting for this to clear. You have somebody to hang out with that you don't have to worry about.
Right. And that would be a great time, too, because when you bring a new pet into your home, you need to spend some time with them. And now that you're home and have all that time, it'd be a great way to teach them behaviors and get them used to your routine.
Yeah, actually, you hit the nail on the head. This is a perfect time for someone to bring a pet into their home because of that very reason. You're there, you're with them. They can see your set routine when you are home, when you get up. And that is a big plus, especially for people that adopt dogs because dogs don't have a litter box in the house. We do also still have our low-cost spay, neuter, and wellness clinic open. We are mostly just seeing those that need a rabies shot because rabies is a zoonotical disease, and we do want people to still be able to get their pets their rabies shots. We also are requiring that they call ahead and then they stay in their vehicle and a tech will come out and get your pet, take it inside the clinic, do what needs to be done, and then you can, you know, pay the bill accordingly. We are keeping everyone safe as best we can, including our staff and our volunteers. We have volunteers that still are coming in and walking the dogs and helping us out with other things. And we are all keeping our 6 foot distance. Even our Heavenly Paws Chapel is still open. We are trying to support the community as best we can with pet care needs and keep our staff and our volunteers safe at the same time. We are open Monday through Sunday from 8 to 5 on Cox Road in Cocoa.
So how can people help you?
If they are able, we are really in need of large towels, bleach, Dawn dish detergent, disinfecting wipes, and hand sanitizers are always helpful. If people would like to help us out with pet food, we are looking for smaller bags. We love, love, love the Pedigree brand.
And I'm sure financial donations would be very helpful.
Absolutely. You can do that even just by going online to our website at brevardhumanesociety.org. Everything is tax deductible. Gift cards are also very helpful.
If you would like to help the Brevard Humane Society, it is a no-kill shelter. You can go to their website, and the address is
brevardhumanesociety.org.